Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into Jack Brake's jungle atmosphere inside Ableton Live 12, and not just as a loop, but as a living arrangement. We're building that rag-inflected jungle pressure where the drums feel unstable in the best way possible, the groove keeps mutating, and the whole thing sounds like it could jump off the grid at any moment. The big idea here is simple. The best jungle breaks are not just drums. Their attitude, movement, and tension, they tell a story. So instead of dropping in one loop and calling it done, we're going to layer a main break, a ghost break, a rag percussion layer, and a separate atmosphere system that gives the groove depth. That's how you get something that feels old school in spirit, but clean and powerful in a modern mix. First thing, think in roles, not tracks. Every layer needs a job. One layer handles impact, one handles motion, one handles attitude, and one handles space. If a layer isn't clearly doing one of those jobs, it probably doesn't belong. So start by setting up three audio tracks. Name them main break, ghost break, and rag a perk or atmos layer. On the main break, load your best break source. Ideally, use a short section, maybe two bars instead of a giant loop. That gives you more control. If you've got a classic amen, a chopped old school break, or your own drum recording, that's perfect. The goal is to work with material that already has character. If the break needs to follow tempo, use warp carefully. Beats mode is usually the move here, and you want to preserve the transience without turning the break into something plastic or over-quantized. If warping starts killing the feel, resample it first at the correct BPM and then edit the audio more naturally. That's a pro move, and it saves the groove from getting too rigid. Now, on that main break, right-click and slice it to a new MIDI track. This turns the break into a playable drum rock, and now you're in performance territory. You can program a two-bar pattern with the original kick and snare anchors, then add little chopped fragments around them. Don't make everything land dead on the grid. Let a few notes sit a hair early or late. That tiny disagreement between transients is what gives jungle its lean-forward energy. Use velocity like a drummer, not like a programmer. Drum snare slices can sit up near full velocity, while ghost hits live much lower. Hats and little fragments can sit in the middle. And if a slice needs to feel tighter, shorten it. Don't let every hit speak for too long. In jungle, some of the hardest moments are the shortest ones. Now build the ghost layer. Duplicate the main break onto the second track. Then strip it down so it supports the groove instead of competing with it. High pass it aggressively, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, maybe higher if needed. The idea is to keep the tops, the shuffle, the room tone, the hats, and a little friction, but get rid of the body. This layer should sit behind the main break, not on top of it. Pull it down and level until it feels like motion, not another drum kit. You can even reverse a few tiny fragments or mute some kick transients so the groove breathes more naturally. A little laziness here is good. A tiny late hat, a slightly dragged snare adjacent click, that kind of thing can make the whole beat feel much more human. If the ghost layer starts sounding brittle, use HEQ8 to notch the harsh spots, especially in the upper mids. A light glue compressor can also help it sit still without flattening it. And if you want a little width movement, autopan can work, but keep it subtle. We're talking slow movement, low depth. You want atmosphere, not distraction. Next, bring in the rag a percussion layer. This is where the track gets its personality. Load up rimshots, short congas, clicks, vocal shouts, dub siren stabs, anything that can answer the drum phrase without cluttering it. Think call and response. A little rimshot after the backbeat, a vocal jab before a fill, a short percussion burst at the end of a four-bar phrase to signal the next section. These accents should behave like punctuation. They're not decoration. They're part of the conversation. If you treat vocals like percussion, they instantly become more useful in this style. And if a hit feels too clean, dirty it up a bit. Saturator is great here, and roar can add a more modern aggressive edge if you keep it controlled. Small amounts go a long way. Now let's glue the drums together. Route the break layers to a drum bus and shape them as one system. This is where Advanced EDNB starts to feel like a record instead of a collection of samples. On the bus, use EQ8 to clean out mud, especially anything down below 25 to 35 Hz. Then add a glue compressor, but keep it gentle. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not smashing the life out of the transients. After that, a little drum bus can bring some body and crunch. Use drive modestly, maybe 5 to 20%, and keep the boom under control. If you need extra density, use parallel processing. Send the drums to a return with heavy compression and distortion, then blend that in quietly. This is how you get bigger without losing punch. And that punch matters. At 170 BPM, transients stack up fast. If you overcompress the bus, the drums stop feeling alive and start turning into a brittle slab, so keep the main brake punchy, and use saturation or parallel treatment for thickness instead of flattening everything. Now let's create the atmosphere around the drums. This is the part that makes the groove feel like it exists inside a world. Build an atmosphere, return or group with filtered noise, vinyl style texture, reverb tails, reverse cymbals, little delay throws, and maybe some distant chopped vocal residue. You want it to reinforce the break, not bury it. A really useful Ableton approach here is an audio effect rack with a few texture chains. One chain dry, one filtered, one more distorted, then automate the cutoff over time. Use reverb lightly, with long decay but low dry slash wet, and echo for dubby repeats that sit behind the groove. If the ambience gets too wide or too messy in the low mids, use utility to tighten it up. This atmosphere should follow arrangement phrases. More space and filtered noise in the intro. Pull it back when the drop lands so the drums hit harder. Bring it back in the switch up with a siren, a vocal chop, or a reverse swell. Then strip it down again in the outro so the track becomes mix-friendly. That's how you give the listener a sense of location and movement. Now, the key to making this feel advanced is automation. Don't loop your breaks without changes. Automate the filter on the ghost break. Automate reverb and echo sends on specific fills. Push drum bus drive a little harder in the last bar before a drop. Pull atmosphere down when the kick and snare need dominance. Maybe even transpose a vocal chop up or down for tension. A good 16-bar phrase might start filtered and atmospheric, then bring in the full break, then add more ghost motion, and finally hit a fill, a reverse swell, and a stop before the drop resets. That contrast is the whole game. If everything is always full, nothing feels full. And don't forget the silence. Silence is part of the groove. Dropping a layer out for even half a bar can make the next hit feel way bigger. That's one of those little jungle truths that separates a busy loop from a proper arrangement. Now let's talk bass, because even though this lesson is about breaks, the bass relationship is everything. If the sub fights the kick and snare, the whole thing collapses. So leave windows. Let the bass answer the break instead of stepping all over it. A simple sub from operator or wave-eatable works great. Keep it mono, simple, and low. Then build a res or mid-bass layer above it, but high-pass it so it doesn't cloud the kick. If the groove feels boxed in, sidechain it lightly from the drum bus. The goal is not to make the bass disappear, it's to make the drums feel like they have room to speak. Once the layers are working, set your arrangement markers. Intro, build, drop A, switch, drop B, outro. Then print a resampled version of the break bus and atmosphere bus. This is huge. Resampling lets you commit to the magic moments and turn them into usable audio. If a section feels special, print it. Don't endlessly tweak it. In darker jungle, the best moments often come from committing early and moving fast. You can then chop that resampled audio into fills, reverse sections, or one-bar impact loops. That gives you flexibility and helps the track feel more like a performance than a loop assembly. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't use too many full breaks at once. Let one be the main statement and let the others support it. Don't let the ghost layer fight the main snare. High pass it, lower it, and remove duplicate strong transients. Don't overwarp the breaks until they sound plastic, and definitely don't let reverb wash out the groove. Keep it on sends, filter the return, and automate it only where it matters. Also, keep an ear on the low end in your percussion layers. Most ragga percussion should be cleaned up below 150 to 250 Hz unless you specifically want weight there. And if the bassline is filling every tiny rhythmic gap, back off. The break needs room to breathe. Heavier doesn't always mean busier. Here's a strong advanced variation idea. Build two ghost patterns and alternate them every 8 bars. Even a small top line change can refresh the whole section, or make one phrase half broken by removing the main kick, but keeping snare fragments and top percussion. That creates tension without needing a full breakdown. You can also create a break callback. Take one signature chop from the intro and bring it back later in the drop, but process it differently. Maybe lower pitch, shorter decay, more distortion. That gives the track identity. And if you want a really strong transition, take the last half bar of a break, mute a few hits, and stretch the remaining fragments into the next section. That kind of broken fill transition sounds very jungle when it's done right. So the lesson in one sentence is this. Build your jacked breaks from layered rolls, not from one loop, and use arrangement, automation, and resampling to make the groove evolve. For your practice, try building a 16-bar jungle phrase. Slice one break into a drum rack. Make a ghost layer from the same source and high-pass it. Add a few Reda style percussion or vocal accents. Automate one filter and one reverb send. Then resample bars 9 through 16 and listen back at low volume. If the groove still reads quietly, you've done the layering right. If you want to push it further, mute the main break for a couple of bars and see whether the ghost and raga layers can still imply the groove. If they can, you've got real structure, not just a loop. That's the target here, a dark, alive, rag-inflected jungle atmosphere where the break feels like it's breathing, mutating, and driving the tune forward. Tight, dirty, controlled, and full of motion. Now let's get into Ableton and make it happen.